Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Yeah, I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rhyme. You don't want to what?
Yeah, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process, all of us.
Straight shot, no chaser, with your girl Tesla Figaro on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
So we want to deal with a couple of things on some misinformation that's been spreading around. I get it. I know folks love clicks. I get it. I know there is a ever-growing agent of chaos caucus that is out there constantly spreading misinformation of people that have not been in the room, not trying to get in the room, not interested in getting in the room. The only room that they're in is sitting on their ass, the room of sitting on their ass and talking out the side of their neck and being misinformed. And so I want to deal with just a couple of things quickly on this podcast on where we are in police reform and hopefully inspire you to know that you are making a difference. Now, just to be clear, this is not a time of celebration. If you follow my work, you know that I do not believe in celebrating before the fight is over. I am understanding that this is a long road of justice. I understand that even in this moment, of this hour, the conversation is not necessary to talk about the progress we've made. However, somebody hashtag however. It is also important that I give you information, and let me know if my music is too loud in the background or if you can hear it. I want you to hear it because I want you to feel the vibe that I'm on. Shout out to Trip Mode 39. You stay constantly being cynical in the comments, and I keep you around for that reason. Somebody hashtag, we keep cynical people around for a reason. See, I like to speak directly to the principalities of darkness that try to encourage you to stop. Somebody earlier said, why do you want to take the time to deal with Jason Whitlock? Well, because somebody got to take the time. I just want somebody to hashtag, somebody among us got to take the time, and I got time today. Now, this is not the time to necessarily have a conversation about progress, but the reason why I need to put this out here is because while we are trying to push forward for change and to motivate you to be a part of the movement, there are also principalities that are trying to distract you and make you give up and tell you that what you're doing doesn't matter and tell you that we'll never see change and tell you that it's not worth it and get out the game and throw in the towel. So I have to do this for a moment because I have to speak life into those that are really serious about moving our people forward. I have to speak life into people that are serious about moving our people forward. So let me take a moment to talk to you microwave movement scholars that always expect to see change happen by putting something in the microwave. See, you Instagram microwave movement leaders always expect, see, you want to be able to see, like the homie here, Trip, whatever his name is, Trip Mode. I know you got respect for me, and I know you don't like Attorney Crump, and that's fine. Like I said, I keep you around for a reason. Everybody got a job. Somebody hashtag everybody got a job. The ringmaster's in the building today, though, but the ringmaster can't be the ringmaster if I don't have a few clowns. Oh, no disrespect to your brother, but it is important. See, the people that follow me for the right reasons got to know that the ringmaster, I am the ringmaster, and the ringmaster loves being able to be the puppet master for the clowns. It's no fun if I don't have no clowns to toy with every now and then, so that's why I keep you around. Now, with that said, you microwave movement leaders. See, a lot of, let's just deal with Instagram for a second. I want you to deal with the psychology of those who be on Instagram. You remember when Instagram, you know, they won't even, if it's longer than 60 seconds, they make it into a reel. They won't even let it be a post. Remember when it could only be less than 2 minutes? Because they know that the mindset of anybody on Instagram can't handle longer than 60 seconds, 2 minutes, 120 seconds of information. This is why I hate Instagram, by the way. I only opened up my Instagram page to the public when I went on The Breakfast Club because most of the people on The Breakfast Club follow Instagram. Y'all despise Twitter because Twitter actually makes you drop a link to back up what you say, and you have to click the link and you can back it up with articles. See, Instagram doesn't allow you to do that in the comments. You can put the link in there, but people can't click it to open it up. Instagram is actually anti-information. It's the reason why so many of you love it. You love scrolling through and scrolling through and going from comedy to drama to maybe you have a little bit of information every now and then. That is why you rarely, when I do lives, I make you look at information, not my face, because y'all like to look at people's face. I watch how y'all get on people's live. You know, oh girl, look girl, your lashes on point, your lipstick, ooh, beak honey, yes, yes. You know, all of that. So I like to keep you focused on the main thing, and I force you to listen to my audio and look at this graphic. For those who are listening to Straight Shot No Chaser live on the podcast when this replays, I do this on Instagram live and I make them look at the graphic. This is why I appreciate my podcast listeners on iHeartRadio, the Black Effect Podcast Network, because those are the people that I know are serious about listening to the audio to actually hear the information instead of always trying to look at what somebody look like. So Instagram is set up. I see you, schoolboy. Thanks for joining us, sir. And I know you didn't mean any disrespect. I tagged you because I wanted you here. So let me untag you, and I'm glad you're here. You're in luck, schoolboy, because the teacher's in the building. The master teacher's in the building. And since your name is schoolboy, I assume you like school, so I'm here to school you in a respectful way. So Instagram is designed to entertain you. Not really designed to inform you, because Twitter actually makes you give a link. But notice something about Twitter. Twitter only has about, 120 characters or so? So they really don't want you to have too much information. It forces you to actually click the link and open it up. Facebook is actually, to me, the best source to actually put information in. I can drop information in the comments. I can put links. I don't have a character limit. I can go on and on. But the problem with Facebook is it's a dated platform. A lot of folks are not over on Facebook anymore. And Facebook doesn't really hit the masses. It's really just you and your friends. So you're talking in your echo chamber. Well, Tesla, what does it have to do with movement work? Well, what it has to do with movement work is that microwave people that want to see change immediately that are on Instagram, that are coming in saying, I don't see no change. I don't see no this. Why you didn't say that? When you gonna say that in the interview? Why don't they this? Why didn't want that? There are people that are usually anti-research and anti-information. That's why they love Instagram, because they're always wanting the quick fix. And so they expect the quick fix to also transfer into the movement, and it doesn't work that way. For those who are in the movement, I'm talking about those that are willing to die in the movement. I need you to understand the difference. I don't ever expect it to 100% change. And if you expect it ever the elimination of evil to ever 100% change, you're a dodo head. I need somebody to hashtag dodo head. You are a dodo head if you think there will ever be 100% elimination of evil. But I got news for you. The same way there won't be 100% elimination of evil, there will also never be 100% elimination of good. And I'm standing for the people that's willing to put a little bit of good in it. I'm standing for the people that are willing to be just as loud with the facts as you are just as loud with the fiction. Now, brother schoolboy, that took the time to write out that long thesis, I see you in the building. When you said your prayer for me is that you understand that I understand that lawsuits ain't helping. Well, I got some prayers too. I need somebody to hand. I got a couple of prayers too. Can I tell you what my prayers are, brother? My prayer for you is, because see, I went to your page and I don't see nothing about doing no work. I went to your YouTube. I don't see nothing about doing no work. So my prayer for you is, brother, that if you think you have the solution, that you take that solution to your local entity and show us that it works and then echo it on the national level. And for you to say that lawsuits don't work tells me you don't have a clue of what you're talking about. See, you got the hashtag schoolboy, but you don't know what you're talking about. And I get it. I know you and this other brother. I know y'all don't like Crump, and I get it. I know y'all listen to a lot of YouTube people that I rock with, by the way, but they're giving you misinformation. Can I give you some information to the chick, from the chick that's actually in the room, not the person on YouTube that's telling you whatever they want to tell you? Do y'all mind if I give you just a little information? Every time we negotiate a lawsuit for police brutality, can somebody hashtag every time that settlement is paid out, we ask for some level of police reform on the local or the state level? Well, you don't know that because you're never in the room. So I'll just give you three cases. So see, and I'm gonna see if you're gonna go run and tell it. The Andrew Hill case. We ask for police reform. When we talk about police reform, we're talking about banning chokeholds, building public databases of traffic stops. See, the Scorpion unit that just happened with Tyree Nichols was a unit that was doing traffic stops. If there is a database that shows when people do wrong traffic stops, that deters bad policing. We also asked that establishing an independent agency to investigate misconduct. That happened in the Andrew Hill law. I need somebody to hashtag that happened in the Andrew Hill law when we won. Or like y'all say, settlement, which is supposed to be dodo head. A civil case, Dodo Head, is a settlement. There's only other one way to do it. It's a settlement, Dodo Head. Even if a jury, even if it goes to trial and a jury awards, it's still a settlement. Can somebody hashtag settlement? That's what civil rights attorneys do. We did a whole documentary on it on Netflix. All you got to do is go look at settlement. And then all you got to do is go look and see what's the difference between criminal and civil. The second case, Breonna Taylor. In that $12 million highest award ever for a black woman, shout out to Johnny Cochran for doing it at $9.3 million when he was alive, since y'all love comparing him to Johnny Cochran. Trump almost doubled that. We also asked that no-knock warrants also be banned, and that happened at the state and local level. As a result of George Floyd's murder, over 100 cities. Why do y'all keep ignoring that? Over 100 cities. And I'm not saying we don't have a long way to go. We have a long way to go. But you're not going to erase the work that the people are putting on the ground while you're sitting on your ass doing nothing. Over 100 cities have implemented some level of police reform, including ending qualified immunity. Nobody with any good sense is comparing Crump to Cochran. Well, you might want to go back and listen to my podcast the other day, because somebody actually did, and he's in the comments now, and you don't even know why they made that comparison and how I pointed out that Crump has tripled the amount of civil lawsuits that Cochran did when he was a civil attorney. So do you want to go there with me? See, brother, you don't know enough. You don't know enough to debate me. So sit back and listen. Because first things first, Johnny Cochran was a DA. Crump ain't never been one. Secondly, he was a criminal trial attorney. So that's why he got OJ acquitted. Crump is not. He's civil. And when Cochran was doing civil cases, he never got the awards that Crump did. So you damn right should nobody be comparing them, because they're two different men. But you can just go back and listen. I broke that down last week. Why don't you be quiet? Now, again, over 100 cities have implemented some level of police reform since the murder of George Floyd. You sounding dumber by the moment, schoolboy. Be quiet. Mom's talking. Mom's talking. I'm trying to be respectful. But you keep getting up from the kitty table. Sit down for a moment. And then when I get done, maybe I will entertain what you have to say. Maybe, maybe not. Likelihood is probably not, because I do not talk to people that don't put in work. Your long ass thesis about what we should be doing and not be doing. When you are at round table discussions, just as FYI, people that when we're sitting around, like talking about how do we make change, not one time have I ever heard anybody say such and such in the comments said such and such. You only get to the table when you do the work. You only get to the table when you do your work. Nobody gives a damn about your long ass thesis. I went to your page. I went to your YouTube. I wanted to see the work for me to even entertain what you have to say. And I'm saying that respectfully. If you take it disrespectfully, it is what it is. Now, over 100 cities have implemented some level of police reform, including Colorado, that ended qualified immunity. We pushed for qualified immunity to be ended so it can be taken out of the police officer's pocket and not the taxpayers. So when you chaos agents of clowns that don't know what you're talking about and say, oh, he just take it out of the taxpayers' money. We literally, and when I say we, I'm talking about me and him and others, went to Congress and testified before Congress to push to end qualified immunity, because we understand that once you take it out of the police officer's pocket and not the taxpayers, it is a deterrent. But you don't know that because all you do is talk in the comments. You're not doing the research. So you're just sitting up here talking. We literally push for that all over the country in the meetings with the people that actually have the power. You don't know that because you're just talking. And there are many levels that all of this makes a difference as a deterrent. If I build a neighborhood and I put a stop sign on the corner, do you think I'm a dum-dum and don't realize somebody gonna run the stop sign? You're a dodo head if you don't understand somebody's gonna run the stop sign. So if you're waiting on policy to completely eliminate black people getting killed, you are a dodo head. I need somebody again to hashtag dodo head. You a damn dodo head. All of these things work together to provide a deterrence to keep them from killing us. And we can look at the facts that I just put up on the screen, that in 2017, 7 officers were charged. In 2018, 10 officers were charged. In 2019, somebody do the numbers, 12 officers were charged. In 2020, 16 were charged. In 2021, 21 were charged. It was way more that did that. But can anybody be smart enough to look at the numbers? I need somebody, let me do it in my count voice from Sesame Street for the dodo heads that can't count. Seven, well, how many years is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go. Let's do it in my count voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Look at the difference of how many officers have been arrested and charged. So to say that nothing ever happens and that lawsuits don't matter, that protests don't matter, that policy don't matter, that hit them in the pockets don't matter, that politics don't matter, then you indeed are a dodo head. More officers are being charged because more people being killed. Listen, dodo head, there was a time when no officer was charged. So you sound like a dodo head. I'm done responding to you because now you're just grasping for straws. There was a time when nobody was charged. There was a time when there wasn't any body cameras. There was a charge time when there wasn't any public database. There was a time when there was no independent agencies. There was a time when there wasn't qualified immunity. There was a time when there was no, when chokeholds were okay. There was a time when all of this was in play. So you sound like a damn dodo head, and I'm done talking to you. Because I see now you're not trying to have a good faith conversation. You're just here to be a damn dodo head, straight up. You're a dodo head, homie. Now get off your ass and do the work. Since you got the solution, see, the solutions ain't you on YouTube. I saw your page that said it's about ranting. See, you got a whole YouTube about ranting. Can we look up the definition of ranting while we have our good brother here, Schoolboy? See, this is why you can't trust everybody to say school in their name, because they don't know nothing about no school. Everybody that say school in their name, we can't trust them. And I'm trying to be respectful, brother, but you're just getting ignorant by the minute. Ranting, the definition of ranting is a long, angry, impassioned speech. It don't have nothing to do with connected to no results. See, I have a master's in adult education that actually, you know, puts together objectives and, you know, have an actual objective, and we actually meet that, and we actually show the results and actually have a thesis, you know, all of that. So you're just ranting. So this is for the people that really want the information. This is the people that want the information. Instead of just some damn dodo head sitting back running their mouth about one particular person and likely got the talking points from somebody that has probably more than likely you paid by clicking on their YouTube. See, this dodo head has a YouTube that is taking from the black community, and Crump ain't never asked y'all for a dollar, not $1. That's what's so amazing to me. But we're going to move on because this is a dodo head. So, like I said, you just Google the settlement monies are paid by the taxpaying citizens. That's correct. That's why we're pushing for qualified immunity. Do you realize we're pushing for qualified immunity? But somebody got to pay something, just as if just like when you slip and fall at Walmart, you're going to sue. And when somebody is murdered, their family absolutely should be compensated. What other way should they get compensated? Is it like in the penitentiary where we exchange ramen noodles? That is the way. And in fact, it is a quick and speedy way for them to implement reform. We can look at that by Minnesota, because Minnesota got so many lawsuits, I'm not even talking about with George Floyd, that it damn near bankrupt the city. And the city said, we have to make change, because if somebody do this again, we're going to really, really lose it all. So y'all just be talking. All of that is included. All of that is included. And it's so amazing to me, because if any one of y'all get hurt on your job, you're immediately filing workers' compensation insurance. Immediately. If any one of y'all slip and fall in Walmart, I done heard you say it. Look at the number one commercial from three on any hip-hop station. If you've been injured in an accident, call da-da-da. That's all y'all do is sue. That's all y'all do is sue. All y'all do is look for ways to sue. Look for ways to scam the system. Look for ways to slip and fall. If somebody hits you, you jump out the car, my neck and my back. So it's so amazing to me, especially those of you that support reparations. You do know the argument with reparations from a lot of people is, why should white people that didn't have nothing to do with nothing pay for reparations? And our argument is because it needs to be paid, regardless of who got to pay it. So that's why a lot of y'all be contradicting in what y'all saying. Because if we don't think that people should be paid what's due to them, regardless of who's paying it, then I guess y'all don't support reparations either. And not now one of y'all gonna work and at the end of the week say, you know what? Go ahead and keep the check. If I didn't do a good job, go ahead and keep the check. Each one of y'all that clock in on the job expects to have your check on Friday, even if you did a piss poor job. Guess what happens with attorneys? Personal injury attorneys, dumb. Personal injury attorneys don't get anything if they win. If they lose, they get nothing. Not now one of you are at the end of the week with your piss poor ass work performance. How do I know it's piss poor? Because it's in the middle of the day and you talking to me on Instagram. So at the end of the week, if your manager comes to you and say, you know what, you were sitting up playing on the internet all week, so even though you came and showed up every day 8 to 5, I'm not going to pay you because it was piss poor. Every last one of y'all be calling an attorney suing for your money. So attorneys don't even get paid unless they win. This is why your dodo arguments make no sense. And you are supposed to be paid for your work. Again, reparations, folks. I thought we was fighting for labor that we weren't compensated for. So now attorneys shouldn't be compensated, not only for the work that they do, but the money that they have to pay in order to actually work these cases, like file motions, like get independent investigators, like actually work. You guys are the biggest dodos in the history of dodos. Here you go again, sign a non-disclosure agreement. Here you go, lying. They don't sign no non-disclosure agreement. You're listening to people on YouTube that ain't never been in the room. That's a fucking lie. Every family can continue to advocate for justice after they get a check. You are lying, sir. And the people you're listening to are fucking liars. Ain't Nan family... George Floyd family gonna be down there tomorrow. Breonna Taylor's family gonna be down tomorrow. They got entire foundations they've started about this to talk about their case. You're a liar. You are a liar. And you sent by the devil because the devil is a lie. They ain't signed no nine. And I know where y'all getting these talking points. And I'm telling you that that's a fucking lie. Ain't no calm down. I'm turned up. I'm a veteran. So you be a civilian. I'm gonna be a veteran. So you're lying. They haven't signed. So you're thinking about when somebody sues somebody privately, like on their job, and they say, okay, like what I did with Bernie Sanders, when I sued they ass and they told me to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but it didn't matter because I already put the story out there 1,000 times and I still talk about it, by the way, even though I signed a non-disclosure agreement and I wish they would say something. You're listening to people that have no legal knowledge, that has not been in the room with these settlements, that don't know nothing about what they're talking about. None of these families have signed no damn non-disclosure agreement about their case. That's why they have whole foundations. The George Floyd Foundation, Breonna Taylor Foundation, like many of these families go on to continue. And then not only do they talk about their case, they talk about the whole process, whole documentaries about them. So you're a liar. You are just a liar. And it's always going to be people shooting at us. So if you are expecting any of these things that I've mentioned to stop the complete elimination of evil, again, you are a dodo. Now, for those of you that say protests don't work, I notice. Shout out to those in the building. I see you in the building. And by the way, this is not for you to re-record and upload on your own podcast. This is for, just so you know, this is for a Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. But I attended the rally that many of you attended. And many people at the rally said protests don't matter. Can I give you some breaking news? Protests are rallies. I mean, rallies are protests. Anytime you are speaking out against something, it is a protest. You can call it a rally, a pull up, or whatever you want to call it, but it's all the same thing. And that is a part of the process, Dodo Head. It's not just lawsuits. It's a part of the process. It's protest. It's rally. It's civic engagement. It's working at the local level, the state level, the federal level. It's all of those things, Dodo. It's not one thing over the other.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Let me speak to those that are just tired and feel as if no progress is being made. Can I encourage you for a moment and let you know that whatever it is that you do to help those of us that are on the front line that dedicate our lives to this 24 hours around the clock, year around, to work cases that you hear nothing about, to push politicians when you're not around, to do the things that you may not have time to do because you're working and you would love to do. I want to thank you for your support. We want to thank you for keep continuing the hashtag. I want to thank my co-teachers who be in the comments putting it down and saying, damn, I want to do something. I want you to know that you are doing something, that it does matter. I want you to know that your energy matters, your prayers matter, your faith matters, your work matters. Continue to push your mayors, continue to push your governors, continue to push your local city officials. Do not allow anybody, any one of these cynical clowns to tell you that what we are doing does not matter. The devil is a lie. The facts show different. We can see a difference and we can see progress. No, it is not enough. No, we are not celebrating. But what I am doing is challenging you to do more. And what will not be tolerated on this page is cynical agents of chaos clowns that do nothing but want to sit around and spew misinformation to our people. Because all it takes is me to go to your page and see one look, to take one look in the book, Reading Rainbow, to see you ain't serious about none of this. So, to those that want to say, how do I get involved? How can I do something? Please know that your voice is not small. The numbers show different. We will continue the fight one by one until it's done. This is not a microwave movement. This is not put something in the microwave and hit 2 minutes and it's over with. This is the long journey. This is the long path. This is for those that say, when it's all over, I shall wear a crown. If you are expecting something right now to happen, or even in your lifetime, then get your selfish ass up out the movement, because you're in the way. This is for those of us that want to make it better down the road. This is for those of us that want to make it better for our children. This is for those of us that say, I may not ever see the seed bear into fruit. I may not ever get to enjoy the shade tree, but I want to know that I planted the fruit. I want to know that I planted the tree. This ain't for you. You're in the way. See, the other people going to tell y'all just to stay in. I'm going to tell you to move on out the way. It's about having 300 in the army of Gideon. 300 that are willing to continue to push the line, politics, until something happens. If you are about yourself, then this is not for you. This movement work, it is so interesting. People always text me and say, you know, I know it's real tough right now. Everybody in an upgrade. I got a text this morning. I know it's real tough. I'm saying to myself, it was just as tough as last week and the week before that about the cases that y'all don't know about. We do this every day. It's just one of these cases where now everybody's all in an uproar. We do this every day. This is an everyday thing. It's not a day that don't go by that somebody's not in my inbox asking for help on one way or another. These people are just now getting involved. Sir, I'm going to say this one more time, then after that I'm going to remove you. You don't have to agree that settlements don't help reform when I literally just told you what we negotiated in the Andre Hill case, the Breonna Taylor, and the George Floyd. We literally put police reform, we negotiated in the settlement. So I'm done talking to you about that, because now you are just being an agent of chaos. I don't give a damn. Let me be clear. I don't give a damn what you agree to, because you're not doing the work. You don't matter, homie. And I'm trying to say that respectfully, but you can take it disrespectfully, however you want to take it. I don't give a damn what you agree to, because you ain't at the table. And if you disagree, if you think that there's a better solution, then get off your ass and do it. Get off your ass and do it. Writing long paragraphs to me. Well, the first step is you understand that things need to be changed. I'm not above calling out. And I'm not above telling you to stop calling it out and get up off your ass. I'm not bringing you up, homie. You ain't on my level. You sit your ass at the table. See, now I'm trying not to go there. I'm trying not to go there. I don't need to bring you up. What make you think you can box with me? What make you think you can box with me? You don't have the receipts to box with me, sir. I'm not my son. He bring y'all up and let y'all talk randomly. It don't work that way to me. You go outside and play with your little friends. I'll call you in when it's time to come sit in. Mama talking now. The godmother's talking. You don't get to just talk with me. No disrespect. I love you, though. I do love you. But you don't get to talk to me. It don't work that way. I decide when to talk and when not to talk. I'll tell you when to come in and wash your little dirty ass hands from outside playing with your little friends, smelling out the outside, coming in like pollen. I'll tell you when to wash up and come sit at the table. You don't get to talk back and forth to me. I decide when I want to tolerate foolishness. I'm running short on time and I ain't got time to be talking to my kids. I pay the bills in this damn house. I decide who get to talk and who don't get to talk and who get to this and all of that. So that's the bottom line. I already went to your page. I already went to your YouTube. I don't see nothing of no work that you're putting in at all. I don't hear nobody quoting you about nothing of being in no damn room. I don't see no change. I don't see you doing nothing. So in this house, we only deal with who actually does the work. You advised Bernie, he fell flat on his face. Can I take a moment? Can I take a moment and school him? Do y'all mind taking a moment? I didn't advise Bernie. I was in African American outreach in the state of Michigan. We won the state of Michigan, and I was solely credited for flipping that state, historically flipping that state from Hillary Clinton. You see how you're wrong? Do you see how you're loud and wrong? I didn't advise him. Only thing I have advised Bernie Sanders on was to treat us right by black people. And not only did I advise him, I got up off my ass and did a whole lawsuit about making sure that people knew there was racism in that progressive movement. And guess what? I won that too. Uh-oh. See how them facts hit you? You see how you, your arms are too short to box with God? Now sit your ass down. Go back outside and play with your little friends and stop playing with me. See, these are facts. We can just look up facts. We don't have to guess. We can look up facts. I'm the only African-American outreach director from the national level that worked the state of Michigan on behalf of Bernie Sanders, who I really don't even like, by the way. Just to be clear. And I won that state on. So what are you talking about? I didn't advise him. I've only advised him to do right by black people. But I didn't just advise him in the comments like how you advise it. I advised in a big, big way and went and told everybody all over. All you got to do is go Google it and look it up. And then I signed a non-disclosure agreement. And guess what I did with that? Ignored it and still told everybody and say it all the time. Again, homie, your arms ain't long enough to box with God. Go outside and play with your little friends and I'll call you in when it's time for you to eat dinner. See, this is an example of how you just be talking loud and wrong. These are Google verifiable facts. These are Google verifiable facts. You advised Bernie Sanders and look how it turned out. Yeah, let's look how it turned out. Can we look? See, I was trying to give a sermon, but y'all know I love talking about Bedard. Let's look and see how it turns out. I bet Bernie Sanders, I bet he didn't try. Matter of fact, we want to talk about that. Go back and listen to the podcast with my fellow Bernie Sanders senior African-American Outreach Department in 2015, that when we were there in the beginning, go look at the midterm election podcast and you'll hear them, including Senator Turner, talk about what I did in that movie. Because I was the only one that called out racism in a public way in Bernie Sanders' camp. And after that, over, I would say, 15 or so staffers begin to speak up because of me. So see, my moves is always about helping us. I didn't give a shit about no Bernard or any other politician. My moves are always about helping us, and the results are very clear. So I didn't give a shit what happened with Bernie, but I know one thing, that what happened with black people, I bet they won't try it again with the games they play in with black folks. I bet that. So my results are clear. Bernie's whole campaign is, I don't give a shit about Bernie. You attach yourself willingly to it. What are you talking? Are you a dodo head or what? I attach myself to calling out the racism, you dodo head. When I got on with Bernie Sanders, that was in 2015 when none of y'all even knew who he was, including us. Nobody knew. Once I found out the racism, I called it out, you dodo head. Now say one more thing and I'm going to pull you out the line. That's what's going to happen, because now you're just talking dumb. Now you're just talking dumb. But I do love popping my collar on that every now and then. So y'all see why I like to keep the clowns around. Every now and then I like to keep the clowns around, because what would a circus be without a clown? What would a circus be without a clown? Let's move him out. Now, he's out. We've moved him out. What would a circus be without a clown? Now, to those of you that really seriously, all jokes aside, I had to give that. I hope you got some facts from this. We're going to continue to have to educate as we move through this process. I do want you to, if you are a believer, continue to pray for the family. This is a loss, you know, to someone that actually lost their child. So whether people find that, you know, a talking point or entertainment or not, like, for example, this rumor that's going around about one of the guys that knew him, and that has not been confirmed by their family. I can't say that was true or not. That will, you know, as things continue to unfold, we don't know what will come out of that case. But I do want you to be mindful of spreading misinformation that has not been confirmed, because you really got to think about if this was your loved one, you know, and if you just lost somebody, how much that is, how much of a burden that is when you're trying to figure out, why did this happen to my child? And if you've never lost anybody close to you, I've lost both my parents and probably about 15 family members over the last 20 years. And I've had several cousins be murdered. And there's one particular cousin of mine that was murdered, and his mother literally lost her mind, like literally lost her mind, because she couldn't understand why this happened to her child. So I do, and when I say literally lost mind, I'm talking about, I know parents that, you know, get on drugs, they become homeless, like they literally lose their mind because they're trying to search for answers. So I do want you to be mindful of this misinformation that's being spread about why it happened, and coming up with these internet conspiracies. I get it. I know people need clicks, and I know they want content and all of that. But I do, you know, please be mindful of that. So if you see those kind of things, you know, drop in the comments. That's how you help us in the movement. I know you don't think you're helping much, but you do. Please don't confuse my faith, Pat, me checking people like clowns. And saying that they don't matter to me. I do not want you to ever think that you do not matter. Those who are in this for the right reason, please listen to me. You matter. And I know that many of you would love to do more if you knew how. That's why I do trainings on how to do more. I know many of you would do more if you could, if you had the resources, the financial resources. There was a time when I couldn't do more either. I was working full time. I was taking care of my baby and taking care of my family. And I was going and volunteering at meetings. My record is solid in Orlando, Florida, with all of the stuff that I did when I was broke and I didn't have anything, and I was putting together $2 and $3 just to get across town to do my radio show, just to sit on the League of Women Voters, just to go volunteer at the Metro Plan Mission and Review Board. I did all of that with a baby on my hip, with absolutely no family in Orlando, Florida at all, and still putting people to work. 300 people to work every week at the Amway Center. And I did it without a loan, without having to beg, without a grant, with it being a nonprofit. I wasn't a nonprofit. I was a businesswoman. I won Orlando Business Journal twice. Why am I saying that? I'm not saying that to pop my collar. I'm saying that to encourage you. So when y'all tell me, oh, calm down. No, don't calm down. I turn up. I'm turned up. This is the type of passion that you have when you know that you know that you know. You have to have this type of passion in order to stay in this, in order to keep fighting for your people, in order to deal with the cynical people, in order to deal with the clowns, in order to deal with the real principalities that we have to deal with in evil and white supremacy and everybody else. We got to fight our own people. We got to fight them people. We got to fight families. Yes, all families ain't always on board as we go through this process. There is a lot that goes through this process. So that's why you see me with my chest out a little bit, and why I speak with so much passion. You would too if you had to deal with this on a daily basis. It is amazing how calm Attorney Crump is. Never says a cuss word, never upset, never out of pocket. Because it's showing up some folks that deserve to get cussed out. And he's always kept an even temperament. And I'm looking forward to the day when there is another attorney that's willing to step up and raise their hand and say, I'm willing to go ahead and put millions of dollars into a case, not knowing if I'm going to get my money back or not. I'm looking for that attorney, and I hope y'all find him, because y'all damn sure keep saying, why is it just Crump? Well, I notice, when are these other attorneys going to step up? So shout out to the local attorneys that do partner with Attorney Crump and ask him to take the lead. Because they don't want to ruin relationships with their governors and their mayors, because they know that they still got to deal with that DA next week when they're trying to settle another case. You guys have never been in the room to see those conversations. I have. And you can either believe it or don't believe it. Don't give a damn if you do. But do you believe? Y'all see how much he shout me out? Crump don't have no problem giving nobody no damn credit. The reason why you don't hear him talking about these other attorneys is because they don't want to be in the lead. Very few. Shout out to DeMario Solomon Simmons in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that don't mind being in the front. Shout out to Lolita and Breonna Taylor's local attorney. Breonna Taylor's local attorney that don't mind being in the front. Shout out to Natalie Jackson, who was Trayvon Martin's local attorney, that don't mind being in the front. But there are a hand few of them that are willing to get in the front. They asked this man to do it because they don't want to do it, because they know if they do it, their life would be over as they know it in the legal profession.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You guys just be talking loud and wrong, and the truth has to be just as loud. So stop telling me, Tez, it ain't worth it. Oh, don't go back and forth in the comments. Why are you wasting your time? Because my time is on this earth for this. I am purposed for this. Why don't y'all go ask them why are they wasting their time? Because this is my time. I'm going to answer. Maybe y'all not a believer, but I am. See, I'm going to answer when they say you shall wear a crown. I'm going to answer. I'm going to know. I know y'all love doing hashtags, queen this and queen that. But there's going to become a time where you really going to have to get crowned based on the work that you put in on this earth. I want my crown. And I ain't going to let y'all stop me from getting no crown. Oh, no, it's worth it. Somebody got to knock somebody out every now and then. Don't waste your time on Jason Whitlock. No, the people need to see somebody get in the ring sometime because everybody else above it. All the rest of the liberal are independent. All the rest of the black pundits, they say they above it. They say, oh, I ain't got time. No, I got time. I got time today. Don't y'all want to see Mike Tyson just get in and knock them around every now and then? Don't that do your soul some good just to see? Don't you want to see us get our lick back sometime? I'm not trying to convince him. I'm trying to encourage you. Let me say it again. I'm not trying to convince Jason Whitlock or Candace Owens or Charlie Kirk or anybody. I'm trying to encourage you to use your voice, to speak up, that know that you and I are the same. We come from the same place. And if God can use me, then he can use you. Y'all help our brother or sister out there saying, don't waste your time on Jason. You're missing the message. I'm not wasting time on Jason. I'm encouraging you. I'm not trying to convince Jason. Jason is who he is. I'm trying to show you that we got some Mike Tysons around here that know how to get on this mic and knock people out in 20 seconds. Plus, I just enjoy the sparring practice. But see, I need y'all to get this. I understand how to manage my time. I run a whole communications firm, 100% self-employed. I know how to manage my time. I don't need y'all helping me with my time. I ain't looking for no time management consultant, y'all. I love y'all, but I don't need y'all helping me manage my time. I manage my time quite well. Right now, y'all sitting up probably on the job, listening, laughing, pretending like you working. I'm at home. I can talk loud as I want to because I work for myself. So obviously, I know how to manage my time quite well. So I don't need no time consultants, y'all. I don't need y'all helping me not to waste my time. I need y'all to go tell them to stop wasting their time trying to convince me. Because their time of trying to tell me to stop doing what I'm doing, that's falling on deaf ears. My time has already been set and I'm a close. My time on earth was already determined when I was just in my mother's womb. My time was already destined for this. A time such as this. My time has already been aligned for this. The only person that is my time consultant is Yahweh, the Most High. He determines how I use my time. He determines when I wake up every day and the time I go to bed and the time that I close my eyes and don't open them up again. He's in charge of my time. Y'all not in charge of my time. You don't get to be in charge of my time. And I know you guys are just saying that, saying protect my energy, but I need you to know who you're dealing with. My time has been set for a time such as this. From the moment I came on earth, the moment I was a thought in my mother's head, from the time that whenever my time is up, my time has been dedicated to this. So nothing you can tell me is going to get me off of my time. Y'all know that old hymn, I made my mind up, it ain't no turning back. I'm in the Lord's arm. So I don't need no help with managing my time. You're wasting your time, actually. It's a waste of your time to tell me what to do with my time. Because my mind is made up and there is no turning back. Now, I hope that you remain encouraged. Upset, but encouraged. Cynical on some things. Yes, I get it. But challenged to do more. I hope, and I'm going to do a podcast on the Fear movie this week because I got a message for y'all about that movie. And it is all about faith and exercising your faith over fear. So I want to encourage you to continue to exercise your faith and your fight over fear. We cannot allow fear to win. We cannot allow misinformation to win. We cannot allow lies to win. The truth must be just as loud, if not louder, than the lies. I will not give up by default. And I just want to know, do I got anybody with me? And I know that at home they're telling you, give up. Give up. It don't matter. Give up. It's a waste of time. Do I got anybody with me? Do I have at least three with me in the comments that's willing to ride with me? I just need three. It's something about the significance of three. Is three of y'all willing to just rock with me just for a moment? Just three of them. Three of you just doing a little bit of something outside of what you normally do. Your energy does matter. Your support matters. When people tell me, oh yeah, I saw you out, but I don't want to say nothing. You better come up and let me love on you and you love on me. Now, if you coming up to do something other than loving, do know that I do carry now. So if you coming up to do harm, then that's another story. But if you coming up, don't ever think you can't approach me because I'm in love with you. So much in love with you that I'm willing to stand on a stage with a drone above my head. I ain't got time to be focused on nobody, no damn comments. Talking from the comfort of their home. This is not about people talking from the comfort of their home. This is about people that are willing to speak up. And if you can't speak up in the way that you wish you could, that you have the resources and the time and the money and the energy, then God damn it, back somebody else up who will. Shout out to Monroe Flame in the building. Y'all show her some love. If you can't get out there with me, well, then can you pray for me? If you can't get out there with me, can you at least be my co-teacher in the comments and not make me have to respond to every comment? If you can't get out there with me, if you don't have the money to give to an organization, can you at least help somebody to help somebody? There's an old song that say, if I could just help somebody. Can you help somebody? Can it not just be just a few of us? Can it be just a few of us that operate for the least of these? This is about the least of these. This is about those who keep on going. I don't talk to the quitters. My time wasn't set for the quitters. I'm for the fighters. I'm from those who are willing to do it even if I gotta crawl on my knees. There's a scripture in the Bible, and I say this to y'all all the time. But there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about separating the wheat from the tares. But I love the international version that talks about the goat and the sheep. Because a lot of y'all say, Tez, you the goat, you the goat, you the goat. But I want to encourage you that the goat means nothing. When it's all said and done, the goat means nothing. The Bible is very clear. And you don't have to be a believer. If you're not, then tap out. I'm talking about what motivates me. The Bible is very clear, and it says it will divide the goat from the sheep. And the sheep is about the shepherd's business. Not the sheep that go along to get along. Not the sheep that listen to somebody on YouTube and run around spreading misinformation because you too damn lazy to do your own research. Not the sheep that is willing to be misled and discourage our people. But the sheep that are willing to be about the shepherd's business. The shepherd is God's business. I'm talking about the least of these. Those who came to see me when I was in prison. Those who fed me when I was hungry. Those who gave me shelter when I needed a place to stay. Those who fought for me. Those who, when my son was laid down to rest, that somebody was willing to say, counsel on high, that's the government, do something for our people. Those who were willing to do it 10 times the Pharaoh of need be. If you expected it to happen on the first time and the second time and the third time, then get out of Moses' way business because you ain't built for this. I'm so glad that Moses didn't give up after the first time, after the second time, after the third time, after the fourth time, after the fifth time, after the seventh time, after the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. It took 10 times. And then Pharaoh still got on his ass and chased them down. And even when Pharaoh lost his own child, he still followed him all the way into the Red Sea. I'm just looking for some Red Sea builders in the building. I'm looking for those that are willing to keep on going. You movement microwave leaders are not built for this. This is Moses' work. This is those who are even willing to say, I can't believe Moses is still on this mess knowing what my God just did. I'm looking for the ones that are willing to stand at the Red Sea and willing to take a chance and get in the water and trust that they will be protected. It's a long distance journey. And even when Moses freed the slaves, he still had to encourage them, so much so that the Ten Commandments, he got frustrated and dropped the first Ten Commandments. We don't know what was on that. It probably was all type of gifts that we need to know, but we don't know because Moses got so frustrated with slaves who were already free that he didn't even get a chance to go to the promised land. And I'm not going to let y'all stop me from going to the promised land. I'm going on over. I'm not going to let your frustration stop me from what I've been called to do. I'm not going to let your cynicalness stop me from what I've been called to do. I'm not going to let no circus clown stop me from what I've been called to do. I'm going on over. Like Martin Luther King said on his last speech, it doesn't matter with me now. I know I'm not going to get there, but I've seen the mountaintop. So I hope you are encouraged by this message. For those that want to hear it from the beginning, I did a little bit of fade. I had to do some fade checking, some correcting of the record. If you want to hear from the bare beginning, please do. This will be uploaded again to Straight Shot No Chaser on Thursday on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Y'all show Flame and Rose some love if she's still in the building. My podcast mate, show all of you guys. I see a lot of you who are really, really doing the work, and I appreciate you, and I don't want you to think that what you're doing is in vain, and I understand that you're tired, and I understand that it's a long road, and I do want to thank you, and I do want to show you some love, and thank you to all my co-teachers in the building that have helped me deal with some of these comments, because it does get exhausting. But at the end of the day, I am not going to stop. Y'all have a blessed day. If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.